Improvise.
Musical.
Comedy.
What are the words?
Making up as you go along.
Do you know what you're talking about?
Rhyming.
Choruses.
Verses.
Bridges.
It's words. It's music.
Sing it. It's musical.
Hello.
Welcome to Heather and Joe's musical improv
comedy.
Podcast. It's not comedy, is it?
What?
Is it?
Just musical improv
podcast today.
Crazy.
Let's talk single.
This is the third one we've talked about, that on our podcast.
Is it the third, or is
yes.
it? Isn't it the fourth?
It's the third or the fourth
I
one we've talked about.
I can't count anymore.
I think it's the third.
The third and the biggest by far.
Yes, because we did it at Osho Lila.
Osho Lila.
So, how many people do we have in the room?
I reckon it was about 50 or 60.
God, was it really?
No, it can't have been.
No, I think it was about
40.
40.
Probably about 40, yeah, because there was like 70 people at the festival.
So at least twice what we had before.
Yeah, at least. And wasn't it a different experience, Joe?
It was a different experience, Heather.
What did you think?
I got more deeply involved than I had done with the other ones. Maybe because I'd sort of gone through those processes with the other two of being in charge and whatever, and this one I just felt like, oh, I'm just going to sit and enjoy it. Maybe because it was at Osho, so we're already in that sort of get involved state.
Yeah.
No, I really enjoyed it as a consumer more than feeling responsible for it.
Oh, good. I'm really jealous because I still couldn't get past that
point.
You know, but that's okay. I mean, I'd love to do it again and sort of throw myself in, but maybe it was because there's more people. I felt like, oh, I really want to look after everyone.
Well, I know, but you have that feeling, and I had that feeling as well, and then I literally thought to myself, I can't control this.
No.
And it would be wrong to control this, and it would be terrible to control this.
Yeah. It's really interesting what happens as a result of the suggestion that's given to people at the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we maybe were a little heavy-handed with saying, you know, don't invent anything.
Maybe, but it didn't stop invention happening.
Didn't it? I felt like the whole... I mean, don't get me wrong, I loved it, and we're going to hear loads of the stuff that happened, but I felt like the whole hour and a bit was less... it was more cautious than maybe it has been before. I mean, that could have been the amount of people in the room.
Well, it could, because I was very surprised. I thought that with that many people, once we got locked onto something, it would be very hard to move off it.
Mm.
Because, you know, you've got all those people that surely the majority of people aren't going to decide to stop doing that thing. So how do you stop something? But actually, I was very surprised that things came and went much quicker.
I was really surprised by that.
Yeah.
Something would get established and then it would kind of drop away really quickly.
Yeah, we never sat in a groove, and there's been other ones where we've done the same thing for 5 minutes at least, and it's developed, and so you really know where you are in it. And this, I felt just as I knew where I was.
It would sort of fall away.
Yeah, it would fall
away. I totally agree with that. It was very interesting.
But then something that goes hand in hand with that, I think, is the fact that it was hard for things to establish because there'd still be a core of people. The room would split into different bits, and there'd be a part of the room that was still doing one thing and another offer would come in doing something else, and so it was hard for anything to take control completely. So very, very few moments, if any, where everyone is singing the same thing.
To that end, with the whole big group thing, one thing I got from this one, which I haven't experienced before, and that loads of people commented on to me afterwards, was this call and response thing.
Yeah.
And you'd make a little offer, and somebody quite far away from you would bounce it back to you. Yeah. And that happens so many times with so many people, where you'd find a little buddy.
Yeah, and because it's dark and the room's big, I found it before when we did the number two in the dark, I knew who everyone was.
Yeah.
And I could be like, oh, that's Helen and that's Sarah. And like, there wasn't Sarah there, or maybe there was. Anyway, that's irrelevant. This time, I had no idea who was where. I knew who was directly around me.
But I didn't even know that.
Oh, did you not? How exciting.
I literally didn't know who or what or anything was.
Wow.
So I just, you know, I kind of hear myself going, woo, woo! And then somebody from, you know, like right over the side of the room would throw it back. Yeah. And that was really fun.
That's exciting. I found a little buddy. You were saying about the noises.
Yeah.
Well, I think it was that or something like that. But every time I did it, it would come straight back to me. And it was just like, someone is listening for that sound. They don't know it's me making it.
Yeah.
And every time I make it, they just send it back.
That was fun.
Yeah.
That was really, really fun.
So yeah, the call and response, there were, as I say, quite often physically the room would split into sections.
Yeah.
Because of, I guess, proximity. You're going to more likely to pick up something that's happening next to you than something that's happening across the room. So little pods would set up and then call and response would happen where they'd communicate with each other. And there were a couple of times where the room was split pretty equally, half and half.
So there was a couple of, you know, just listening back to it today, just trying to find out what we wanted to talk about, kind of skipping through the recording, and 1 minute it's like really quiet, and then we'd skip forward and it would just go mental.
Mad. It started with sighing, sort of like, oh.
And a bit of shh.
Yeah, we had some shh moments and some sighing. Mouth percussion, then sighing, and then just went mad.
Yeah, like what? Shouting?
I don't know
what it was, but that was mental.
Yeah, I was glad that didn't go on for too long. So I remember feeling quite intimidated.
There was a little thing later on that happened, which was a lovely motif, which was like a sort of siren thing.
Oh yeah.
Oh, I forget what it was now. Woo woo woo.
Yeah, that's it.
And that. Woo. Yeah, and it kind of was sometimes fast or slow, and that kind of came and went. But then, because that was one of my little call and responses, that someone would do it and I'd call it back to them, and then someone else would call.
I think that's that my experience this time as well was much more explorative with noises that I could make. Mm. Rather than, oh, let's make a beautiful sound, or let's all do this, wogga wogga, whatever. It's like just rolling sounds around my tongue and finding out what my mouth does.
Yeah.
Because it was, I suppose because I felt completely anonymous, even though I probably wasn't in a little group, you know, I could really, that was the lovely thing, you were completely free to make any noise you wanted. In fact, someone said to me afterwards that they were amazed at the range of their voice and that they'd never given themselves permission to sing so high or so low or so growly or whatever before.
That's so cool. Yeah. That is really,
and
really
sort of freeing your voice.
Oh, that's cheered me right up, that has.
Well, there's no... No, there's no judgment, is there?
No. There was one of the first rhythms that bubbled up. I felt like, it's weird. It's not a tune. It's like a character. It's like a character of a kind of a type of music that comes out, and it definitely feels like an English thing, which is this kind of. Bom, 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 bom.
Yeah.
But it's like, it's not always the same tune, but it's that sort
it's
of.
It's true.
Pum, 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 pum,
and
pum.
It's often like, but the sort of B-O-M
yeah.
sound is the one that people tend to go to pretty much first after the ooh. Like, yeah. That's the most natural thing to do. Yeah, maybe.
I mean, I could be wrong.
Bum, 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 bum,
it does,
bum.
Doesn't it? Yeah. But then when we've gone into it for longer, it definitely goes into that more kind of like world music. I mean, it's an incredibly generic thing to say. We talked about it before, but there's kind of more kind of trance,
yeah.
vocal kind of chanting type things. But it always seems to go to this safe kind of...
It's okay. Safe world.
Yeah, it's funny, isn't it? Interesting what happened at the end as well, when it kind of went into this madly loud bit and then it instantly went into sleeping.
Yeah, yeah.
It was like the group just went, this is going to be the end.
Yeah,
and then fell asleep.
And it's, I cannot imagine it ending cleanly. You know, it's always going to drop away and drift away, isn't it? I mean, I don't even know how it could end cleanly with that many people in the dark. But, you know, you always have that last sort of minute of just like, and then you get little offers that come up and you can tell like 90% of the people are like, oh God, why are they starting something again now?
It's finished.
It's finished now.
For God's sake, it's finished.
Yes.
I thought it'd be fun to list the top three individuals, or top five, because I've got kind of three people, and I wonder if it's the same as you.
Yeah, I've got some, definitely.
Okay, do you want to go first?
Well, there's Disney Woman.
Disney Woman! Disney Woman, if you listen to this, please tell us.
I want to know who you are.
I want to know who you are.
What I mean by that is the kind of the choir that would come in the Bambi scene with the butterflies when you first see Thumper or something, that kind of like ethereal, very high soprano, lovely, pure.
Yeah, it's like the dream sequence, or it reminds me of, you know, the girl in Enchanted, mm-hmm. Princess, when she goes from cartoon world into real world.
Yeah, yeah.
So whoever you are, Disney lady,
yeah,
if you want to make yourself known to us,
yes,
we'd love to know.